see. It wasn't half dangerous with all them tree trunks falling. There must have been some kids still in it.
He hesitated for a moment, then spoke again.
What's your name?
Ralph. The fat boy waited to be asked his name in turn, but this proffer of acquaintance was not made. The fair boy, called Ralph, smiled vaguely, stood up, and began to make his way once more towards the lagoon. The fat boy hung steadily at his shoulder.
I expect there's a lot more of us scattered about. You haven't seen any others, have you?
Ralph shook his head and increased his speed. Then he tripped over a branch and came down with a crash. The fat boy stood by him, breathing hard.
My auntie told me not to run, he explained, on account of my asthma.
Asthma?
That's right. Can't catch me breath. I was the only boy in our school what had asthma, said the fat boy, with a touch of pride, and I've been wearing specs since I was three.
He took off his glasses and held them out to Ralph, blinking and smiling, and then started to wipe them against his grubby windbreaker. An expression of pain and inward concentration altered the pale contours of his face. He smeared the sweat from his cheeks and quickly adjusted the spectacles on his nose.
Them fruit.
He glanced round the scar.
Them fruit, he said, I expect.